The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media. Give us feedback on this podcast or ask tech questions by calling the voicemail hotline at 877-414-5856. That's 877-414-5856 to get your questions answered.
Everybody seemed to have gotten a sneak preview, or I guess a behind-the-scenes look at what usually happens when we shuffle around before the show, because we put the mics live, because we have cords and cables and boxes and everything just laying strewn about the floor, because we've moved our studio from the back bedroom into the, a living room of sorts, which is now the real living room, largely because the centerpiece of the living room is a big 50-inch plasma screen, and I'm sitting about maybe about a yard away from it, about 3-4 feet, and it's pretty darn close. It's not terribly pixelated, though, amazingly enough, because it is a high-def system, and I'm looking right now at the blades in the Xbox 360, and if you want to look at what I'm looking at right now, you can get a bird's-eye view, or I guess kind of an over-the-shoulder view, through our webcam that we set up in the back of the room. I'll wave at the webcam, although if it's not 30 seconds, it's not going to catch it. If you want to check that link out, Jake will be putting it on the Chris Perillo Show website. Or if you just head over to my blog right now, chris.perillo.com, I've got the image set up right there front and center. And as a matter of fact, UserBingGeek has already posted the link right there in the chat room for your convenience, so you can see us live. Now, I don't know how well the it's going to translate over the 320 by 240 image, since this is a 50-inch plasma, but hopefully you'll get some kind of, impact here, because the plasma, if you tilted it on its side, is probably about as tall as I am. And I'm not that tall to begin with, that's why they call me Gnome. But, anyway, so this Chris Perillo Show that we're doing this week is kind of different. I mean, it's no different in the sense that we're still taking your live calls. It's no different in the sense that we're sponsored by Microsoft Windows Media, and of course we have the live stream going through Limelight Network, so you can all listen in live. But it is different in the sense that we are in the living room, and we're going to do something. We're going to play 18 games in Xbox Live, and or not just Xbox Live, but Xbox and Xbox Live. And this is courtesy of Major Nelson, who will be showing us kind of the games that he's played. And dear God, he's got a gamer score of, he's got pretty much every gamer point that you could possibly get. And I'm still trying to add Major Nelson to my friends list, but despite what he's promised on the air, I don't think it's going to happen. And right now, actually on the screen, as I'm looking at it, I've got a few messages that come in are coming in, including someone who wants to do a live chat with me over Xbox Live, Jeff Sandquist over at Channel 9. You may be familiar with Channel 9, I'd hope. And so he's trying to chat me through the system, but unfortunately, I don't have my headset plugged in, and I don't know how well the sound is going to translate from our speakers into the headsets that we're wearing, or the mics that we've got kind of going on into our heads. And so we'll see how well. I can tell you, though, I can feel the sound. We're sitting kind of on top of the speakers almost, and so you can definitely feel the vibrations. Feel it going. So, the Xbox has definitely been a good experience for me. I've moved my gamer score points up from last week. I think I got chastised by someone because I only had 100-some-odd points, and he's like, come on, what's wrong with you? So I don't know what's wrong with me. And so I'm now a gamer score of 525. In Xbox or Xbox Live, and that's pretty good. I mean, most of my friends suck. I mean, they're not as they're not getting as many points as I've gotten. And largely, I can tell you, the biggest boost came when I stayed up all night playing a Call of Duty 2, and I stayed up all night. I ran through 5 campaigns because I kept playing. I'm like, I gotta finish it. And I did, and I got 120 gamer score points. So I was like very happy about that. And I've collected a few other points here, there, and along the way. Hopefully, we're gonna get the ball rolling here soon. But before we talk to Major Nelson, I wanted to talk to another avid gamer, someone who doesn't work at Microsoft, Andrew Edwards, who you might remember from Gear Live. We had him on a few weeks ago, and then of course he chatted up with Ponzi after doing Seattle Minecap. And Andrew also has an Xbox 360. Unlike Jake is kind of living vicariously through everybody else, and he's kicking himself for it.
Poor Jake.
Yeah, that's his problem, not ours. And we've got an Xbox 360. We're in the club.
That's right.
Have you been playing it incessantly?
You know what I found? I think that this whole gamer score thing, the gamer points, are an amazing invention by Microsoft.
Yeah, I know. Why do you think?
It's making me want to play my games more.
Yeah.
Like, you just beat my gamer score the other day, and I noticed it. And the nice thing about Xbox Live is that you can go into your friends list and compare games to see, you know, how many points you have in each game compared to your friend. And I saw Chris had been playing Call of Duty, and it kind of got me down that my game score had been topped. So today, over the past few days, I've been trying to beat Need for Speed Most Wanted, which is a great game. And each time you beat one of the bosses, you get about 25, between 10 and
That's
25
pretty good.
Points.
That's so, pretty good. You know what else has been racking him up for me? Cameo.
Yeah, I saw that too. Cameo's a little slow for me.
It's not
too slow.
No, it's not that slow. It reminds me, I'm not into it like I used to be in like Legend of Zelda,
mm-hmm.
but I'm into it. I mean, I'm not like, wow, this is just amazing. There have been some parts where I've been stuck because I wasn't looking in the right direction. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I mean, I found that it's the easiest game to get gamer score points on out of all the games I've played.
I need to play it more.
No, you don't.
In our line of work that we do, it's... I found for me the games that I'm able to just sit down, jump in, you know, play a quick race or do, you know, play an arcade game or something and like jump back out instead of sitting down for a couple of hours and just playing through an immersive environment. The quicker ones are easier for me to get into than because I'm always stopping and, you know, checking up on what's going on the internet and things like that. So, which is odd because playing games is part of my job.
Well, I've had to push most of my Xbox 360 gameplay to the end of the day, because otherwise I would get stuck in something and just sucked in. Like, I played Bejeweled. I was trying to get Ponzi set up. She wanted her own gamer tag, and she wanted her own Xbox account. And so I was setting it up. I'm like, here, you got it, blah, 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 blah. And I started showing her, and then I started playing Bejeweled, and I ended up playing for like 4 hours on the same game.
What?
Yeah. Well, it was in the endless mode, mm-hmm. which you don't die. You just play it forever. And I played through the whole thing, and I was like, and I just walked away. I'm like, hey, Ponzi, you just die. You finish it.
I didn't play at all. I'm like, can you set this up for me?
You did get to play. Don't even. Hun, you're not mic'd up again.
Ponzi's complaining that she didn't get to play. Chris
she
set
did
her up
get
with
to play.
Tag.
She gets to play.
Played her game
you should have heard her last night. Ponzi was talking smack to the. We downloaded the Hardwood series of games, and if you haven't looked at it, you can get them for the PC, or you can get them for now Xbox
really?
Live. Yeah, Hardwood has been around for ages, like since 1995.
Okay,
no, it's been around for ages, and it's always been as beautiful as it looks on the screen. I think it actually looks better in Windows than it does on the Xbox. But it looks, I mean, it plays well, it plays easy and everything. It's nice and simple. And Ponzi was talking smack last night. She was playing Spades. And she was on there with a couple other people, real people. And they had their microphone, their Xbox Live microphone set up. Mm. And one of the women who was on there was this.
Oh, awesome.
She was like breathing so heavily into her microphone.
You throw a snowball
said,
at her?
Yeah, she foomed her a few times.
Awesome.
And that's what they call it, fooming. F-O-O-M, foom. And if you're not familiar at all with the Hardwood series of games, you've got to try it. It is so much fun. And it's just absolutely amazing. Probably the most beautiful card games you'll ever play. No doubt about it. What, babe? Ponzi. Okay, Ponzi wants friends. And if you want to know her gamer tag, I've got it linked, I believe, on my personal blog right now. Ponzarelli.com. Ponzarelli, and then it's a space, and then C-O-M. And
Does
I'm pretty
she have
sure
a live account, or can she?
Yeah, she's got a live account. Yeah, she's got
so
a live
you
account.
So you each have to have your own.
Yeah, I was going to ask Major Nelson about that,
okay.
if you can share the two. But I've got an old Xbox Live like card that was good for 12 months, and the activation code did not go through, and I don't know if it's because she's on the same system as I am or what. And I haven't even bothered, you know, going to, you know, tech support or anything at this point in time.
Right.
But no, I mean it's been a smooth experience, and like I'm in the process of compiling a list of the things that I don't like about the Xbox 360.
Like what?
Well, I'm in the process. Like I said, I'm in the process of compiling it. But I mean, well, no, to tip my hand, I mean there's just some simple things that I think can make it, you know, better. I one of the negatives that I think is that it's too good. I mean, it's really
too good.
It is. I think it's a problem.
Like when Jake sold his PSP because it was too good.
Yeah, Jake sold the PSP because it was too good. but he ended up bought it again anyway.
Really?
Yeah, because he saw me playing it and having so much fun with it. He's like, I gotta get it. Okay, so you got
too
it
good. What do you mean?
No, I think it's too good. I think it's too addictive. I think that I've got to, and I'm older. You know, I've got work to do. I've got things to do. I have to physically separate myself from the controller so I can get work done. I think it's too addictive. It's really, you get on, it's like, wow, okay. I'm not big into online game playing at this point. I'm sure as I go through the games, the Xbox Live experience will kind of suck me in.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point in time, I haven't that's not the first thing I wanted to do. Now, I want to do it now, and I'm probably going to do it like playing Hardwood Hearts, because that's a game that it's not requiring me to shoot. It's not requiring me to fire anything, because that's when I get my ass kicked. That's when I just get it handed to me on a silver platter. Like, I'll go into I played with Shane on Call of Duty 2, and we tried to play the. This is another negative I found, and I don't know if it's just per game, but I was trying to play a deathmatch against just one other person, and I couldn't do it. In Call of Duty 2, I could not do it.
You mean like you kept losing, or it just wouldn't?
No, it would. I just wanted to play with him. Yeah. I didn't want to play with him and everybody and their grandmother. You know, I just wanted to play with him. And so, so that it was somewhat funny. He still would have kicked my ass.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this way, the whole world got to kick my ass. I'm like,
the functionality wasn't there, you're saying, in order for you to.
Yeah, that kind of made me upset. And Ponzi and I were talking about that last night, too. She said, well, I want to play Hearts with you. And I said, well, I wonder why you can't. And I started thinking about it. I'm like, well, you can't on the same machine because then you can see each other's hand. That doesn't work. But in the case of like a Call of Duty, why wouldn't I be able to do a remote deathmatch as easily as I can in this room?
Right, exactly.
Unless, and I think we tried to do like the invite thing, and it was just a little weird. It's not. I think there's still a few issues, still a few kinks in the system, like navigation. There were times that, like, I was trying to change. I think the theme of my Xbox, I couldn't figure out where to do it, and I realized, oh, you got to click your gamer, or you got to click the
guide button.
The guide button, and then you go to personal settings. It seemed kind of weird.
Yeah.
I remember finding it one time, and that's when it frustrates me. When I found it once, and I can't find it again.
Mm-hmm.
So I've run into those kind of issues, and I spend like 5 minutes going, is it here? Is it here? Is it here? Yeah. Is it here?
Well, it should be in system, but it's not.
If not system, then like some type of personal preference under the Xbox Live tag. You know, under when you click your gamer tag to get your full profile of, you know, your view your games at a gamer profile, it should be right in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was looking. I was like, this is what I was looking for, and I could not find it. So, but like I said, I mean, I'm in the process of putting that list together. And by no means is it something that would make or break the Xbox 360 in terms of its popularity and its power. I think there's a lot to be said about the system's addictiveness. And, of course, it's the hottest thing, you know, on the market
it's
today.
Out there right
no
now,
one,
yeah.
No one can get it. You know, it's that hot. And you know what? I say keep waiting. You don't give up on this. This is something that's definitely worth getting.
Oh, definitely.
Without a doubt.
I'll agree
as
well.
So, no doubt about it. So, hello, Major Nelson, Mr. Man, Guy. Sir.
Andrew Edwards.
Larry Herb is here, majornelson.com, as well as Brandon Paddock. And Brandon, you might remember, we had interviewed, it was a few months ago, long before he was working for Microsoft, but he was up here for a Microsoft event, and he knew that we were doing this Xbox thing, and he's like, can I come? I said, you better, because you got the extra controller, because I only have three.
Oh, nice.
So, no. So Brandon's over here as well. We've got the whole crew coming. And then we've also got, who else? Pete Grondel. Who does, I think it's videoblogcast.com. Pete's going to be coming, and then possibly he's bringing a friend as well. So we've got the whole, a handful
of
people over
here.
And snacks and beer and plasma TVs and Xbox 360 controllers and what have you. So, we're going to keep rolling forward here. Major,
yeah.
You want to sit down? You want to join us? Okay, Andrew. Hand the mic. Are you ready to hand the mic over?
I don't want to. Sorry about that.
It's okay. It's okay. It's the changing of the guard.
I brought all my special stuff here.
What do you mean special stuff?
Check that out.
This special Xbox, dude. This is like a big metal case.
It's a big metal case with all my accessories in it.
Wait, you've got a combination lock on that?
Yeah. What do you think the combination is?
666.
How about 360?
Okay. Well, that works too.
So let's pop this open. And check that out.
So they. Oh wait, this is what I saw. All the celebrities had this, didn't they?
With his name.
You gave this. Oh my god! So he's got an Xbox hard drive, one of those attachments, only it's green in color.
Yep.
And it's got Major Nelson inscribed on the...
Yeah, I actually I put pictures of this up on my blog, and that was part of the ship gift that we got for shipping the Xbox 360.
Wow.
Which I just found out yesterday they're going to tax us for.
What?
Oh, yeah.
They're taxing you for the Xbox 360?
Here's the gift.
Oh, my God. So didn't you hit... You guys gave a kit like this to celebrities, didn't
yeah,
you?
This was something that they gave to the celebrities, and I actually scammed one was empty.
See, and this is what I'm saying. I'm not a celebrity because I didn't get one.
Well, not only that, but don't even get me going. It's a weird design, but I brought some stuff over. Check this out.
Is this a special controller?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is.
It's got a little green bottom there.
Wow.
That's my personal controller that I use.
It looks the same.
It looks the same.
It's just got a green bottom.
It's got the green pimp going on.
Wow. It's very green.
The system itself is also green.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and so the hard drive has, and we have a special faceplate that I didn't bring along, but because I knew you had your.
I've got the special cream faceplate, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
It matches the rest of my system.
That's fantastic.
And I don't know what the color. What is that color anyway? Is it
chill? Yeah, chill, absolute chill's the color.
Chill
of,
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's the color of the white. We talked about this on the last show.
Yeah, but like I remember the color of an Xbox.
Good God,
it's white. It's as white as my skin.
No, I don't know about that.
Or maybe it's off white.
I think
your skin's
a little whiter.
Yeah, maybe my skin actually looks pink compared to this controller.
So anyway, so there
this
you go.
This is Jack Skellington white, I think is what it is. So look, I'm moving up. I've got a gamer score of 525.
Can you do me a favor? Just press it for a moment. I just want to take a look at
it. I'm coming close to your. What do you have? 4,000 now.
Go down to view. Okay, click on view games, the very top one.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a look at that. Boy. All right, so you've been playing. How do you like Cameo?
I've been stuck in a couple parts.
Where? Because I finished that.
Right now, I'm in the process of battling the big water squid.
Worst boss ever.
Is it?
So Jay Allard.
I cannot figure out. I'm like dropping bombs. I can't.
Okay, here's
kill
the
it.
Secret. Here's first of all, Jay Allard was battling this. I finished it about a month ago. Jay Allard actually had on his gamer card. He had his motto about how the water boss sucks.
Really?
The folks at Rare called
I could
them.
Not figure it out.
So did you figure it
no,
out?
No, I'm like still in the right, process so of trying to kill
here's the deal. So you have this character called Deep Blue.
Yeah, the squid.
The squid
octopus
thing.
Octopus.
So you character. Have this character called Deep Blue.
Right.
What you need to do is the moment you hit the water with Deep Blue, pause, go to your controller, and invert your settings. I'm telling you, it works.
What now?
So when you get in the water with Deep Blue.
Yeah.
And you have to shoot the thing with all the arms. Just press pause, invert your controller so that you're going inverse because it's easier to control in your
hand. I've got I've got it set so now if I push up I go up and if I push down I go down.
So what I'm saying is when you play the game, inverse it because it works differently underwater.
That
character works differently underwater.
That's a slight frustration, but I still can't kill the guy because every time I drop the bombs in the water, I don't care. Boom! He shoots an electric bullet at me.
I'm not going to tell you on the air, but I'll tell you off the air how to get around him.
All right, that's good.
I mean, it's pretty straightforward.
Then I'll be good. But I was stuck in another part because it was another part where you had the major ruin.
Mm-hmm.
The guy rolls up into a ball.
Yep.
He had to roll through different pipes.
Right.
And
but God, that's like the first level.
No, it wasn't the first level. No. This is like closer to the level I'm on right now.
Right.
And you had to roll up one, and then you had to hover in midair, and then jump into another pipe, and then hover in midair, and then jump into another pipe. But I didn't realize the other
still
pipe was
the
behind
first
me.
Level.
No. I didn't realize the other pipe was behind me.
Right.
That was the problem.
Okay.
So anyway, I've played Zuma. I tried the Wick Fable of Souls. I was not impressed with it. Call of Duty.
Come on.
I was impressed with Call of Duty.
That's just a beautiful game.
I ended up staying up all night playing it just to finish like the whole campaign so I can get 150 gamer points.
You need to finish the top one so that you can – or you need to finish it on veteran level because that's where you get your ass kicked.
Oh, I'm sure. Exactly.
It's unbelievable.
That's why I don't want to.
Yeah.
But I've played a couple other things. I mean, Bejeweled,
right.
And I haven't gotten any points on that one. I can't figure – I mean, I've tried to get
right.
– you gotta be perfect with that game. Zuma, right. I actually enjoy.
So I'm seeing a lot of Xbox Live Arcade stuff here.
Yeah, I really enjoy the
so
Xbox
I actually
Live
brought I brought all of
Although,
my Xbox.
I've got Ridge Racer there.
So hold on a minute. I brought all my Xbox 360 games, every single launch title we have here, my personal copies to play.
I just got King Kong too.
So King Kong, I have America Wasteland, I have PGR3 Racing, which I saw.
Dear God. So wait. So
I have NHL Quake 4.
Wow.
So tell me what you want to play. We can play.
Whatever.
Perfect Dark Zero. Great game.
See, I've got it. I haven't played it yet.
What are you doing?
I'm playing.
Trying to beat a water boss?
I'm playing Zuma.
Right,
you know,
on,
I'm
man.
Trying to. I don't like. Awesome. You know, I like playing one game.
Here's
and, you
a
know,
tip. You want a tip? So bring back your gamer score is 525. Yeah. I will tell you how to get that over 1,000 within an hour.
How?
I will tell you.
Wait, it sounds like an infomercial. I will tell you. 1 hour.
And everybody who's listening knows this. That's the key. Madden really? NFL 06. Okay, watch this. You want to do it right now?
Yeah.
I'm going to pop this in right now.
I'll go over 1,000, sure.
So at Madden NFL 06 has some of the more interesting gamer ways to earn gamer scores. In fact, I'm going to show you how to earn a gamer score just by going to a screen.
What?
Yes, exactly. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
What?
It's hard to believe. So go down and go ahead and fire that up.
It's reading.
Come on. Is that not a great-looking dashboard?
I'm impressed.
Come on.
There are a few things that I've been looking, like, I'll remember where I did it the first time, and I can't remember how to get back to it. Right. There are a few issues.
I'll help you.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
I'll help
you. But, like, I can't call you up at 3 in the morning. How the hell do I change this again?
So basically what you're going to do is go ahead and start the game. We're showing Madden right now, which I got to tell you, good-looking screen. You have a Panasonic plasma, right?
Yeah.
Good, yeah. So Panasonic makes great plasmas. So,
and, yeah, this is the latest generation, too.
So good. Well, I would expect nothing less.
Yes, of course. Naturally, you know.
So go ahead, and you're going to load this up.
We put the 42-inch in the bedroom.
Well, of course.
All right.
So are we going to be able to take calls tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, good,
yeah.
good. So hopefully things will be going well. And we got over the technical hurdles that we had last time. Go ahead and start. If, for those of you who don't know, last time we did this show, I was scheduled to come over here, and Seattle got hit with a freak snowstorm, which sends all of Seattleites into a tailspin.
Yeah.
Whether they're driving or not.
They don't know
not.
What's going on. All right, so I'm playing the Bears.
Okay, so go ahead and use the Bears, and then we're gonna just go ahead and here. Do me a favor. Go down to – is it my Madden? Go up up above online. Up one more franchise. On play now, maybe. Actually, let me see it.
Here you go.
I can't even remember what screen it's on.
Yeah, like, where the heck is it?
So
it's easier to take the controller than it is to, you know – explain.
We're gonna have to create a quick franchise here. We'll go ahead and do that. So what else do we have? Who are all these people that are here, by the way? I can see all these
Ponzi.
People. I know Ponzi.
And Andrew Edwards from right. Gear Live. He's another gamer geek. And
good.
Brandon Paddock, who also works for Microsoft, and then Jake. More the people who
is Scoble coming over?
He was, but Miriam had a Christmas party thing, so they may come over later. They're thinking about coming over later.
Why can't he come over now?
Because she sucked him into the party at the Christmas.
Is Grondel coming over? Because if he's got any caffeine in him, this is going to be a wild evening.
Of course.
So
that's what I was expecting.
So anyway, what we're doing right now is we're actually just doing a quick little simulation. I've noticed you've learned how to customize your dashboard.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, I've tried a few of them, but some of the backgrounds are just too loud. Uh-huh. Like, I can't deal with them.
Right.
Like, the Cameo, holiday backgrounds, I'm like, that's kind of cool.
That's cool, though.
But I couldn't read the text on the...
Sure. So that's an issue. Now, have you unlocked the characters or downloaded the characters that change in-game?
What now?
So you can actually download from the marketplace or in-game. You can unlock them if you're good enough, but apparently you're having some issues, and it's okay.
Oh, shut up.
So we're working through that. So what you can do is in Cameo, you download these new skins that the characters will play as.
Oh,
for instance, one of the major ruins gets all covered with snow. So they're all holiday-themed. It's extraordinary.
Wow.
It's really extraordinary. And you haven't gotten Deep Blue. You do have Deep Blue.
I do have Deep Blue.
Deep Blue wears the strangest. He wears a snowflake sweater with glasses and socks. It's the strangest thing you've ever seen. I'm telling you, you must download.
Well, I know that Brandon's got 4 secrets unlocked, but I was going to ask him how the hell he did that. Because I saw you unlock 4 secrets, but I don't know that.
So we're talking about Cameo, of course. But so what I must tell you is, if you listen to my podcast about 2 weeks ago over at my site, majornelson.com, you can see I interviewed one of the testers, and he just gave me he made me go back and want to play the game Cameo again.
Really?
It's unbelievable. Wow. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. So
he gave you that many secrets?
Well, they give you a bunch of secrets, but it's really just about there's this whole grading concept in Cameo, and it wasn't very clear to me. So I sat him down in my office. I said, this is the worst documented feature ever. How does it work? And he kind of walked me through it, and we did the whole thing. We're simulating it. We're playing a little bit of football right here. So
I'm getting gamer points now.
I'm simulating something. I'm going to show you how to go.
Oh, okay.
and then we'll have you
simulating my points.
We're simulating.
Okay, so how the hell can you get like over 1,000 points just by playing football?
I'm telling you, because if we look, we'll go in here and we'll look at the way that EA has kind of done some of their gamer score. We'll go ahead and view games. You can see that Madden's at the top. You can see some of these get a first touchdown.
Yeah,
I think you can do that.
I don't know.
If you look at some of these, they're fairly simple.
I don't know. You've never seen me play football, apparently. What? Yeah, I won't have to do anything. Yeah, right.
It's pretty simple. So we're gonna go through this. So what else are we doing tonight on the show while we're doing
playing
this?
Playing games, talking smack,
taking calls.
So what else? Yeah, we can take calls.
So anyway, you know, I've got all my games here. I've got, like I say, brought Cameo. So you said you got King Kong, Need for Speed Most Wanted, which is like digital crack. It is beyond addicting.
Which is Need for Speed?
Need for Speed.
I haven't played it yet. I don't have it. I can only have so many games
at
one time.
All right, I get it. All right, anyway, so we're going to...
I'd have gone broke.
Well, that's kind
of... That's the point.
That's
the point.
That's
right.
Kind of
exactly,
what I want.
Yeah. That's job security for you.
All right, so we're finishing this up, and we're gonna go in and open up. Do you want to take a call right now
while
we're doing
this? Sure, we can
take a call. I'm just kind of getting things
Matthew?
Going.
Matthew?
Yeah. Hey,
Matthew,
the air.
How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
What's
good.
Going on?
Where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
Rock on. What's going on?
Well, I had a few questions. Recently, a story went up on GameSpot about Jay Allard, Peter Moore, and Bobby Bach getting promotions and this stuff. I was kind of confused on what they were talking about. I mean, all the...
It's internal Microsoft politics. We actually had a... We actually had a reorganization of the team, and it's really just about we shipped a major product, the Xbox 360, in three regions over the past month. You know, we've been planning for years for this launch, and what we did is usually, and this is normal. And you work at Microsoft, right? What's your name?
Brandon
Larry.
Matthew Moore.
So I'm talking with the other guys at Microsoft. Usually, after you ship a product, and Brandon will back me up on that, who's in the room here. The team shifts around to get ready for the next phase of the product. So now that we've launched the Xbox 360, now we go into the next phase is how do we, you know, continue the momentum that we have around the Xbox 360. So I haven't seen the story up on GameSpot. All I've seen is the, is the internal memo of saying, hey guys, this is what's going on. How does it affect everybody on a day-to-day level? It really doesn't. So,
okay.
So I wouldn't too worry. Are you worried about it?
I'm not sure. It's just, All the terms on how they're getting promoted is just like another name for digital entertainment.
Well, you know, it's really just about are you on Xbox Live? Do you have an Xbox or an Xbox 360?
Well, I don't have a 360 yet. I'm still waiting for one.
Sure, so you'll be getting that one soon. So it's all about the fact that obviously you've seen how Xbox Live works. It's been very successful. We're at over 2 million people already. So it's really about how can we take that and extend that into other areas of Microsoft so that we can get the same cool goodness going on. So that, I wouldn't lose sleep over it right now. How old are you?
I'm 14.
You're 14. So you got a lot of other things to worry about. So I wouldn't worry about the reorg too much.
Okay.
All right, dude.
And,
what's your other question?
You see, on 1UP, they had an article about Jay Allard and Kaz Harai talking about online and the future of consoles and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, what? Condoms?
The future of the next-gen consoles and stuff
console.
Like that.
Console. Uh-huh.
And there's something really interesting that Kaz Harai said that he wasn't going to launch PlayStation Online until it was ready.
Yep.
I mean... Are you guys afraid of PlayStation? I mean, haven't shown anything yet.
You know, all they have, and Robbie Bach has said this, who's, you know, you're obviously familiar with Robbie. He said this many times, is, you know, Xbox Live has over 2 million people. We have millions of hours of gaming logged on the service, and all Sony has is a slide to show in PowerPoint. So are we worried about it? No,
honestly, Larry, I wouldn't be worried about it. Playing this thing is crack, man. I stayed up. Seriously, I never play video games. I want to play. I look forward to playing video games, and I have to push it off to the end of the night before I start playing. I have to.
You have to, and you want to.
Oh, Sony can't even come close. I'm telling you.
So I don't know what Sony's plans are. All I know is we've got the first version of Xbox Live behind us. We're already on to the second version, or one would argue maybe the third or fourth version, depending upon how you look at it. But we've taken it to the next level with the Xbox 360. When you get your Xbox 360 and you plug it in and you see what's going on online and the cool things you can do with it, you're going to realize that we've totally reset the rules and the boundaries around the online space, the live space.
Can't wait for it.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
Gamer tag.
Do you have your gamer tag yet?
Yeah, I have my gamer tag. I set it up a few months ago, but what's Chris's gamer tag?
Oh, Lockernum. L-O-C. Yeah, Lockernum. L-O-C-K-E-R-G-N-O-M-E. If you need help, I've got it on my blog. because it's spelled with zero. Instead of using the O, the letter O,
oh, you
got to
be cool.
Well,
you got to use zero instead of the O.
Okay, this is the reason why, because Microsoft made me get a new email address when I forgot my old password for the regular locker.
Okay,
no.
I'm sorry. You forgot the old password.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I'm sorry. I didn't want to use email, and I need to use it. So it's locker gnome with zeros instead of the letters O. And if you need, I've got the link over on my personal blog, chris.perillo.com. If you send me an email, I'll send it back to you. It's not that big a deal.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Matthew.
Talk to you later. All right. So we're gonna go and I'm gonna show you how to get an achievement right now.
All right. Oh.
With can we do that?
Yeah. We can
all
do
right,
that.
All right. So just go to, do me a favor. Go
can
to,
we do that? Come on. We own the horizontal and the vertical.
All right.
Here.
So go to the left. Click left on your stick.
Okay.
And go down to history book.
History book.
And
okay.
Click A.
A.
And then click league schedule. Go ahead and click A. Or actually, I'm sorry. Go to Hall of Fame.
Okay. I went back.
Yeah. Go ahead and back. Go down to Hall of Fame. Oh, look at that. Achievement unlocked.
What?
Holy cow, you got one.
Wait.
Yeah.
How didn't you do anything? What the hell?
Exactly.
How the hell did that happen? Now, my question is, how many points did I get?
Let's go check it out.
I got 10 points.
You got 10 points. And now, once again, when I walked in here, what did I tell you what we would do? We'd get your points.
Right.
What did you do?
I said no way.
You just navigated to
the
menu.
Oh, yeah. I navigated. How the hell?
All right. So there you go.
Okay. So wait. Now, my question is, how do you get 1,000 points on Madden NFL?
Well, if you click on your Xbox guide, the 360 guide button
right.
In the middle, you can actually go down to...
So you watch the...
Yeah. So what you can do is...
Go to the games.
Go into games.
Right.
Go ahead and go to view games. And then what you can do is you can click in on Madden,
and
you'll
show
see
you
it's all
got.
There
yeah.
In this particular one. So look at that right there.
Oh, just by entering the history book, you get an award. Oh, my God. This game is for lamos. I mean, no offense to anybody. That's crazy.
But
there are some games, like I said, like Bejeweled.
Yep.
It's like impossible to get any kind of achievement. I swear to God.
Well, wait a minute. You look, you know, you've so just to be clear, full regular what we call retail games that are on a disc, they can hand out a series of achievements up to 1,000 gamer score. Now it's important to note that arcade games can only hand out 200.
Oh.
Because they're smaller,
kind
of less, one would argue that they're less complex. But nonetheless, they're just still a high quality.
I'm going to hire Stryker to log in as me.
You know, I would have brought him with me tonight.
And then play. He lives up here?
He lives up here. He works on the live team.
Really? I didn't know
that. He was actually in
my
office
God.
When I left, trying because he says, God damn it, I'm number 3. I got to become number 1.
I thought he was number 1.
No, if you go check it, he fell off.
Really?
Somebody got him, and he's
pissed. I was watching his strategy. I'm like, it's a pretty smart strategy.
Yeah.
Because I'll play Geometry Wars. I love that game.
Yeah.
That was like one of the smartest launch titles that
ever.
I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Seriously, it was really cool.
Yeah, he actually works. He's one of our developers on the live team.
Okay, that makes some amount of sense, but he's good.
Oh, he's frightening.
He's really,
he's really quite good.
Although I wish he would re-record it in high def.
He is.
Or like, yeah, higher quality.
He's re-recording
than
he's
got
in
right there. Aaron Coldiron, also from Microsoft, works at the
Hey, Aaron,
the
I'm Larry. How are you?
Larry, or Major introducing
Nelson.
Everybody, Major Nelson. And then Pete, I think, is right around the corner.
Look at this. Like, it's
right
like a virtual party.
Pretty much. And everybody here is from Microsoft, almost.
Wow.
What? I don't know. No, he hasn't made it yet, but he should be here soon. So, where are you at? Yeah, traffic is kind of crazy around here.
Let's take some more calls.
So, sure.
I know. These guys are here to hang out, too. I don't want to just hog the microphone, for God's sake.
Yeah. All right, let's throw someone on the air here. Jeff?
Yeah?
Welcome to the program.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Jeff. You sound a little bored. Am I boring you?
No, I'm just doing other things.
Rocka. All right, where are you from?
Utah.
So you're talking to Chris and Larry here. So what's your question? What's going on tonight?
I actually had a couple of questions. I first started out with Live back when it first came out.
Yep.
And then I quit for a couple years.
Yep.
And I couldn't get my gamer tag back.
Yep.
And I was wondering why.
Yeah, the way the system is designed right now is that if you cancel an account with a gamer tag, you cannot retrieve that. It's an unfortunate side effect of our system. We're looking into seeing if we can fix that for the future. But right now, you cannot get your gamer tag back, so don't let your account lapse. That's kind of the way it works.
Ah.
Yeah, sorry about that. Do you have any other questions?
Guess not. Okay, thanks,
wow.
Jeff.
Just got his answer.
Yeah, that's about it. That's all he wanted to know.
I think that's what we call in radio a hit and run.
Yeah, apparently. He got his question answered, though. Terry, you're on the air.
Hi guys, how you doing?
Hey,
doing
Terry, well. How you doing?
Not too bad. I'm in Indianapolis here.
Welcome.
Unfortunately, I still have yet to find a 360 for myself,
right.
But I've had the chance to play a friend's.
Yep.
And I was completely blown away by Geometry Wars and Live Arcade.
Yeah.
I see the potential that the live arcade leaves to gamers and developers.
Yep.
But in my opinion, the only way this new market can really be tapped is if it's open to independent developers.
Yep.
Like giving us, you know, some variety when it comes to the games and appealing to not only the people who don't want to spend like $50 to $60 for a game, but
sure.
also to the homebrew market without yep. promoting piracy.
Yep.
Could we ever expect to receive like a simple SDK and release our own games
well,
on this market?
Sure, great question. If you go listen to my podcast from last week at majornelson.com, I actually interviewed I had this exact question for the portfolio manager for Xbox Live Arcade. And to summarize, he said it's not something we're planning on doing within the next 6 or 8 months because they have so many developers, both tier one developers and even smaller shops that are really interested in this, that they want to make sure they're getting good quality games out there first. But it's definitely something they're looking at doing. But
right.
if you want to get interested, go listen to that entire interview. There's a lot of really good information there about Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah, I'll check that out. I mean, I'm really stoked about getting one, not only because about the games, but now because of that. I mean, I really need to play Geometry Wars again.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you've played it before. When you play this version, it's amazing. And if you go up to my blog, there's actually a go to Joystick. We were just talking about it. I don't know if you heard us, but there's a gentleman on the Xbox Live team who's a developer, and he was number one for a while, and he got unseated today. He recorded some of the video, and you'll see some of his strategy, and it's actually really interesting. So I think,
wow, cool.
I think you'll enjoy that. But thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
All righty, bye-bye. I guess Chris is going to hang up.
Again. Yeah.
Chris is too busy playing.
Hey, hang on. I think I just tackled someone. I injured someone.
Injured.
Wait, did I injure? I think I injured myself. How the hell can I injure myself?
You got a bruised elbow.
I got a bruised elbow. Great. Yeah. Did I get an achievement for that?
No. I'll get no.
Yeah, crap. Fair enough. Hey, Darnell.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, Darnell, what's going on?
I'm getting my butt kicked in Madden here.
I'm doing copacetic right now.
Rock God. What can I do to help you do better than copacetic?
Oh man, Major. This is Hero Reborn. You know the usual.
Yeah. Right on.
What's going on, man? Basically, just critiquing the launch, man. It was it was kind of a rough launch, I think.
Well,
you know what I mean?
And when you say rough launch, because you didn't like the launch titles?
No. The launch titles were great. I think it was one of the best that a system's ever come out with.
Right.
You know what I mean? As far as diversity goes.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just across the board, you guys were golden.
Right.
But I mean as far as systems, because like I pre-ordered mine in June.
Right.
And I'm just getting mine Monday.
Good.
So, I mean, you know, it's a charge to the game. You know, it's a great system, I think, and you guys have done, like, a stellar job and everything like that. But, I mean, come on, June and getting it now. And
yeah.
You guys have nothing to do with that. You guys are just, like, the people who give them out.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about the challenges we've had filling up the retail channel. And this is just really, it happens every Christmas. And I think someone posted on my blog, you know, whether it's Tickle Me Elmo or an Xbox 360, one would argue that an Xbox 360 is significantly more complex than a Tickle Me Elmo. So, you know, so and there's a lot of issues.
Not by much, though.
By the way, Chris is playing Geometry Wars. So, yeah, we you know, I know I talked to Peter Moore and I talked to Jay Allard and I talked to the whole team, and we're doing the best we can. Right now, our focus is to just get enough boxes into the retail and chain for the holidays. It always has been. It's not like we kicked that back and said, oh, Jesus, we need to get more out there. You know, we knew we had to do this, and we're focused on doing that, and then we're going to step back after the holiday and go, you know, what did we do wrong? What could we do better the next time around?
Definitely.
So we're definitely learning all the time. The good thing is that, you know, the phone calls like this and the people posting in the forums and we're reading all this stuff online. Never before. It's frightening how in touch the product group is and how much the Xbox team is in touch with the community.
You know what? And that's the thing I love about not only you but, like, everybody at Microsoft is that they seem like they have a really good grasp with the consumer.
Yeah.
Unlike, you know, other people like Sony and, you know, Nintendo, they just kind of, it's like we're nothing against Japanese people. I've been over on the Eastern Seaboard, and I've been to Korea and everything like that, and I've seen the culture over there, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it just seems like, okay, here you go, don't talk to us.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? and it's just really about, you know, it's our way of doing business, and I think Microsoft has gotten a bad rap in the past of not listening to customers, and that may or may not be true in different parts of the company, but I can just tell you right now, there's an entire cultural movement inside where we're listening to our customers, and I started this about 2 years ago. I definitely can't take the heat for starting it, but I mean, just from the Xbox team,
Yeah.
We've started it, and we're really – you're going to see it get better and better. I mean, when you get your Xbox 360 Monday and you plug it in, you're going to go, oh, my – do you have a high-def TV?
I only got 480i.
That's cool. It's going to be cool anyway. It's going to be beautiful. But when you plug this thing in, you're going to go, wow, and you're going to see all the Xbox Live stuff. It's just going to be amazing. You're going to love
definitely.
It.
Definitely. I've been hyping this thing up since when it first – you guys first premiered the MTV thing.
Yeah.
And everybody was, you know – down in it and down in it.
Well,
down
here,
in it.
Here's the way, you know, I explained this to somebody, and Peter Moore and I actually had this discussion. I look at the MTV, and a lot of people were bummed out by the MTV event, but here's the way it looks. The MTV event was for people that may like the core system. The Colony video was for people that are buying the Xbox 360. So look, think of it as two different audiences, although they're very similar. So that's kind of the way.
I got like two more things and I'm out.
Yeah.
The first thing was I left you a message one time stating about the Xbox 360 logo.
Yep.
And how it looks. Like if you ever look at a commercial.
Yep.
And like if it's multi-platform thing, the Xbox 360 symbol, it just doesn't stand out. Unless it has something white behind it.
Yeah.
It doesn't stand out. If it's like a black background, it's like, bam, it's not. You know what I mean? You see the PlayStation logo, you'll see the Xbox logo.
Yeah.
But the 360 one just. Yeah, it just doesn't look like it's jumping off the page. You know what I mean?
That's good feedback. I'll let the marketing people know what that is.
And one more other thing. Yeah. I still want to play like Project Gotham Racing with you online one day.
Well,
I know you're a busy, busy man, and well, I know you do a lot, and you hate freaking junk mail, dude. I've heard that statement before.
No. So here's the deal. I'm actually – I know maybe PGR we can do sometime, but tomorrow – I haven't even posted this on my blog, but I'm going to put together a – I mentioned this on my podcast. I want to do a 32-player Perfect Dark Zero session. I'm going to do that tomorrow. And I promise you, when you get your Xbox 360, you send me a message. You remind me, you know, send me a voicemail message because I don't even have to be on your friends list. You can just send me a message.
Okay,
the Xbox 360, and we'll play. We'll do that. I promise we'll play a couple rounds of PGR 3.
All right, that's what's up. I appreciate it, man.
All right, dude.
Thank
Keep
you.
Up the great work, man.
Thank
Safe
you.
Travel. See you.
So, yeah, we got tons of calls here.
Again?
Do you want to play another game or you want to take a call?
I play games all day long. Let's take
some calls. That's your job.
Do you not love this hard drive?
That's a good hard drive. It's a sexy hard drive.
Yeah.
Major Nelson.
Yeah, it's monogrammed.
I would never. I mean, it's nice to
You've
have,
seen this,
but
right?
I would never. Yeah, I've got one.
You've got one of those.
Yeah,
right?
I've got one of those. Okay. Yeah, it's the wireless adapter thing, so that I can actually connect to the internet.
Thing called the internet.
Is it Geraldo?
Yeah, Geraldo.
Hey, Geraldo, what's going on, dude?
How you doing, guys? Just one more Microsoft employee into the fray. I actually work for the big man himself.
Right.
Are you up here in the...
No. I'm actually down in Southern California. So I'm one of those field agents that, you know, gets to visit Redmond maybe once a year.
I wish I was like that. Trust me.
Hey, it's sunny down here. No rain.
Stop it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, okay.
Beautiful. And I just... there's so much stuff in my head, like listening to your program. But there's one thing I really want to call out, and the shout-out is... I used to be a huge Call of Duty 2 gamer on the PC.
Yep.
In fact, I've been playing World War II style shooters on the PC, you know, for years.
Yep.
And the only single FPS I would play on a console would be Halo and Halo 2.
Yep.
Of course, you got to play those because the story just makes it worth it.
Right.
Once I got my hands on my Xbox 360, yep. And contrary to popular belief, Microsofties do not get any praise. Maybe you do, Major Nelson. Non in the know guys, we don't get any praise on getting hands on those Xbox 360s. I just did the 4 months ago pre-order thing.
Right.
So I got my hands launch day on my Xbox 360 with my new HD TV. I popped in Call of Duty.
Yep.
And I haven't touched the PC version.
Did your jaw drop?
Yeah. Mine did.
So the scare, not only does it look good, but here's the frightening part about it. So, you know, obviously through war you die, and unfortunately in video games you can come back. But what's interesting is the artificial intelligence, the AI, it's all different every single round.
Yeah.
So you'll have guys come in from behind you, two guys maybe this time, maybe five guys. And it's unbelievable, isn't it, what they've done with the AI?
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Chris, you got to play it in veteran mode, Chris.
In what? Veteran mode?
Yeah.
You know, this is what freaked me out when I was just... I played the first level. People were just yelling around me, and I don't have a surround sound system here at this point in time. And we got nice speakers, a nice setup, and everything.
Is this just old school stereo?
Sound. Yeah, it's just a 2.1.
Is this what they call stereophonic?
Yes, it would be. Hi-fi. Hi-fi with a Wi-Fi. And, no, I could not believe it. People were just yelling, and, oh, it's over.
Wait,
you're talking about single player here?
Yes. No, I wasn't even online. I was just
people were freaking out. Okay, these are artificial intelligence, but it's good that you feel that they're yelling at you.
Yeah. Dude, it was just like I was going insane.
Yeah.
I could not believe what I was seeing. And I don't like FPS games. Well, I really, traditionally speaking, even Halo, I never got sucked in. You know, I'm the kind of guy who always gets my ass handed to me in those kind of situations. But luckily, you know, popping in Call of Duty, for some reason, it just made it for me. That was it.
How far are you in Call of Duty?
Personally, me?
You finished it, right?
I've gone through the whole everything. I've gotten achievement.
Yeah, but you were on like the easy.
Well, damn right, man. I'm glad they have novice stuff. And that's another thing I like is the fact that in my gamer score or gamer thing, it doesn't say, yeah, but he got the easy thing. He sucks, you know?
Yeah.
So that way I feel like I've got some amount of strength.
You just got the easiest achievement ever in Madden, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, hey, I didn't get it. You're the one who got it. You just popped in the disc, and then boom, that was it. That was an easy achievement.
So, but thanks for the call, man.
All right.
Yes, thank you.
You guys have fun.
All right, talk to you later.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
So what is your favorite game, then, that you've played? And I think I've asked you this before.
It has to be Cameo.
You really still like Cameo.
It's beautiful. It's a fun game. Right now, I'm playing Perfect Dark Zero. The Xbox team, we're playing a lot of PDZ at night because, at night when we go home and we ignore our wives or our girlfriends or both. What happens is we play it because the game variants are so different. First of all, it's a totally different game than Halo 2. There's so many different types of weapons. It's just a lot of fun. You seem to be mollified. Hello?
I am.
This is your show, not mine.
I'm listening to Cameo. Hang on. I'm trying to... see here. We've got 5 different callers on the line, but I don't know what each one of them is calling them
for. You're going to give out the number so people know who to call?
They know who to call.
Okay. I don't know.
At this point in time, they know who to call.
You know, my mother may be listening.
Oh, well, does your mom want to call?
No, I call her. I call her.
Perillo?
She says, what is this Perillo guy? What's he all about?
888-PERILLO. 888-747-4556. See, I've got it memorized now.
Good.
My own last name, how to spell it.
Right.
Hey, you're on the air. Or not.
Hello?
Hey, there you are. Hello.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, I just got a couple questions for you. PD0.
Yep.
How many players can you get into top?
So if you're talking about online multiplayer, the top you can get in is 32. And it's all dependent upon your bandwidth that you have for hostings, but you can get into 32 players.
Right.
If you get it.
Okay. Yes. 2 last questions, and then I'll leave you alone.
Nah, that's what we're here for.
KOTAR, Knights of the Old Republic.
Yep.
Is it any better on the 360 at all?
I can't answer that. Oh, you got another achievement.
I didn't get an achievement. He did.
What achievement did you get? Let's take a look. Hold on a second.
Was it? Oh, yay!
There you go.
You know, the hardest achievement on Geometry Wars is pacifism. I swear to God, it's the hardest one to get.
So to answer your question, I haven't played KOTAR on the Xbox 360, so I don't even know if it's on the back compat list, but I haven't taken a look at it. I'm sorry.
Okay. And do you know anything about KOTAR 3 possibly coming out? I've heard rumors and stuff.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything like that. In fact, I haven't even looked at any of the new games that are coming out yet because we've been so busy with these, so I don't know what's going on there.
Okay, last question. Kentucky Xboxes, you got to get some down here, man. It's getting pretty bad. I mean, I've gone everywhere and can't find a 360 anywhere.
So I know. I saw something that said Best Buy is getting a bunch this weekend. Have you been trying Walmart and Target?
Yeah,
yeah.
They are out. I even tried EB Games. They're all on pre-order. Like, they're there. They're sitting there, but I can't touch them.
Right. So I don't know if you heard our previous caller, but we're doing the best we can to get them out there. We know that people want them. It's just... You're right. It's a tough, tough game. I mean, it's a tough season right now because it is the hottest gift of the season. It's more so than the iPod in some respects. So.
Oh yeah, no, it's way hotter than the iPod.
So
yeah, way hotter.
But I appreciate the feedback. I'll let the team know.
Thanks again.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
So now we've got this is Need for Speed.
This is Need for Speed.
Do you think this is the best racing game for the Xbox 360?
So that's a tough question because racing games take on many flavors. Like Ridge Racer is very arcade.
Yeah, I like that.
PGR is kind of arcadey.
No, it's not. It's too realistic.
PGR3?
Yeah, it's like I'm fishtailing.
Not compared to Forza.
No, it's Forza's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
but
this press start. Could you play this game? You're gonna love this game.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So is this a good?
This is. I'll tell you the reason why this is good is because it taps into the inner evil demon that you may or may not have. Just go ahead and hit done.
Hit name. My name is Name.
Name. In terms of, you know, it's all about getting away from the police. And obviously, you have to drive safely in the real world. But, you know, when you're in this virtual world, you can kind of become Chris Perillo's evil twin.
Okay, so am I playing just career? Quick race?
Let's go to quick race. We're playing Need for Speed right now. Go to the right. Actually, go to left to quick play.
Custom race. Play. Yeah. Oh, so it just rolls the dice.
Yeah, go ahead and go ahead and hit start or hit Y if you want to randomize again.
Yeah, it's gonna all suck.
Anyway. Y. No, go ahead. Y.
Yeah.
We still got somebody on the line, don't we?
No, no one's on the line.
Oh, okay. I heard.
I'm set.
You're
set.
We're cool. Okay.
We're not ignoring anybody except for each other. Wow. Man, even sitting this close to a high-def screen, it just looks absolutely beautiful.
Does that look okay for you? Okay, hit it. You got to keep beat those guys. We're playing Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Oh, my God.
For those people listening at home, I'm going to get next to the speakers so that people can hear him.
Barely. These mics are so... Okay, what's my slide? How do I slide? Or do I? Do I even bother?
Dude, you're going to hit car.
Oh! Okay, is there a turbo? B is? All right.
So this is a really deep game. You can go many, many places in this game.
Yeah, apparently I'm getting my... Yeah.
This looks okay on your plasma.
Okay?
Yeah, this looks good.
So it should look better, worse?
No, it looks okay. I mean, I don't know what you're playing. I mean, I don't see any other gaming consoles under there. Do you play any other consoles?
No, not really.
Okay.
I had an Xbox hooked up here, but now that's...
I remember
been...
that. When I was over this summer, you had the Xbox in here.
That's been requisitioned to the back room. Okay, so there's not much sliding in this game.
As you advance through the game in what's kind of the career mode, as they call it, your cars will... you can upgrade your cars and do other things with them, so you got a pretty basic... I mean, you got one level above a Ford Pinto right now.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Now, why I liked Ridge Racer is that you can jump right into it and you're racing. You're good to go.
Right.
And it's pretty simple. I mean, it's almost a little it looks easy. Oh shoot. Looks a little easier.
How could you miss the wall of arrows? You plowed right into them. They're all pointing to the right.
Hey.
Good God.
I never said I was good at this kind of stuff. I just said I like to play it.
You can actually cut off the at various points throughout the game, you can actually peel off the main road. Like, at one point, like, go to the left.
I don't know if you heard that, but that was a big crash.
Go to the right. You can actually go do a shortcut through a golf course.
Oh, so I'm doing a shortcut through a golf course now?
You're going to be on, like, the 18th green in a moment.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Look at that. Wait a minute.
That's a road. That's not a golf course.
Apparently, in this mode, you can't go onto the golf course. You're
in this mode, I get my butt handed to me.
You already did.
Oh, I know. There's no way.
All the rest of the drivers are pretty much home having a drink now.
I'm oversteering this thing like crazy. But, I mean, the graphics on this thing seem pretty pretty nice, pretty realistic, almost a PGR level, in my opinion.
Good.
But see, I don't know. For me, it's Ridge Racer just hit it right away. I mean, it was good enough gameplay.
So did you download the new Ridge Racer stuff?
No,
online?
Not yet.
It's on the marketplace.
I just noticed you'd updated that today.
Yep.
But I haven't been playing a lot of Ridge Racer as of late. I've gotten into Cameo, and so that's...
You've been spending your evenings with Cameo?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, hey now.
Yeah, Cameo. And, all her elemental spirits.
Yeah.
As it were. It's a good game, I think. I mean, this game. You were last. Okay.
You were last.
I mean, I was last, yeah. Right. Okay.
You got meet by a guy named Weeby.
And Sideswipe and Torque.
And Torque.
But at least my name was just Name, so that's a good thing.
Hey, Name.
So what's the value of playing Need for Speed, then?
So it's in one of the modes is the career mode where you have to go through, and there's different challenges. You have to take on different people, and you win their cars.
Oh, okay.
So it's all about increasing your car, and you're out your... Yeah.
See, I've never really played Need for Speed. I've gotten to the two racing games I've gotten into instantaneously, Burnout.
Yep.
And Ridge Racer. Those are the two racing games that just, like, instantly...
That clicked with you.
Yeah, automatically.
So this is a little more deep.
Yeah, this I could probably get into. PGR, I think the graphics are absolutely beautiful, but...
You know what I didn't bring with me that I left home is Condemned. Have you played that?
Oh, no, but I heard it just scares the crap out of
you. Yeah, I mean, it'll scare you. You'll have nightmares.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah, more so than usual.
And I'm just not... I'm really not into that. Well, I haven't really... I don't really get a lot of nightmares, honestly.
Really?
No, not much anymore. Well, I probably will after I play Condemned.
Yeah.
But if I play Condemned, I don't think I'm going to play Condemned.
Let's take a call.
Let's do that. That's what I was looking for. See, we've got. I'm looking who is on the line the longest. John.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, I got my ass handed to me here in Need for Speed, but other than that, pretty good. What's
going on?
You're
John.
You're playing the major, man. It's bound to happen sometime, you know?
Apparently.
how you doing, John? What's up?
Really good. I got some questions about Live, actually.
Yeah.
I've been playing Joust like a madman.
Okay? What is up with that? Why do people play that?
Joust?
I don't know.
It's a classic game that you downloaded from a marketplace, and all of a sudden you're like, dude, I got to play this.
It's a great game, you know? But I have a question. I played a little bit of Joust back in the day, all right? And I have to say that something seems a little bit different. These jousters seem a little bit smarter. And I'm wondering if you guys cranked up the AI a little bit to make it harder.
So that would be a good question I should ask. I don't know if you heard me talking earlier. Ross Erickson, who's one of our who handles the portfolio, he did mention that they are making some tweaks to make it, you know, to make it look better and so forth. So while I don't know the exact answer, I would not doubt it. I think, you know, it's not a direct port. You always want to take the, you always want to keep the core gameplay there, but also, you know, maybe bring things up to the next level to make sure it looks great on the Xbox 360 and so forth. So I don't know the direct answer, but I'm sensing that we probably cranked up the Joust AI a tad.
Yeah, I mean, it looks great, but it plays really hard, actually. You know. And I wasn't sure if I was losing my mad jousting skills or, like, what was going on, but
I said,
a lot of fun.
that's good to know.
See, I never had mad jousting skills to begin with.
I don't think you have any mad skills.
I do! You just haven't seen
Chris
me in my element yet.
Okay, all right.
I do well, but I just have to be alone. And,
you're playing King Kong now.
Yeah, I figure, you know, I'll throw that in there, you know, now that I've, you know, tried the Need for Speed thing.
John, what else is on your mind?
Well, also, on the line of Joust, there's one little weird thing, and it almost appears to me being like a classic Atari 2600 Easter egg, where every now and then a dot appears on Joust, and when you fly over it, it just kind of like disappears. And I don't know if you noticed this or not, but it happens usually on the like right-hand side top. And I just had to ask a silly question, but did you guys know about that? Or
I was unaware of that.
That.
I don't know personally about that because I haven't spent a lot of time with Joust, but I know a couple guys down the hall from me have been playing a lot of it, so I'll go in and ask them.
Some of us who play Joust, actually, we've kind of made it into a game where we want to catch this dot.
Yeah,
and we think you should give like a gamer score or something for like catching 100 of them or something.
You know, there used to be, in the video game Adventure for Atari, there used to be the invisible dot.
Right.
It's very similar to that.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember that one.
I do, absolutely. You know, I don't know the answer to that question, and I will see if I can find an answer for you, and I will mention it in my podcast, or maybe if Chris is kind of enough to have me on again.
Another question for you I have to ask is, I love Quake. A lot of people kind of dogged it a little bit, or they were like, you know, Perfect Dark is great, but Quake's kind of ignored a little bit, but it's really a great game.
Yeah.
But one thing that's puzzled me is that, is there a way, if you have two different people signed into one 360 under two different accounts, is there a way of playing like multiplayer on it that you know of, or
so you're saying? So you're basically saying split screen.
Yeah, split screen, or just I guess it'd have to be split screen.
Not that I am aware of, and we're always looking for ways to do that. I actually have been playing. I'm only about two levels into Quake right now. Have you finished it?
No, I'm about the same as you probably.
Yeah, I've got this grenade gun. I just got that, and I'm trying to figure this out right now.
Yeah, that's fun. So the weapons are great. Anyone who loves Doom, I totally recommend picking up Quake.
Yeah.
It really is a great game.
What else are you playing?
A lot of classics still, Geometry Wars. I've tried the Mutant Storm, which is fun.
Yeah.
I was playing that tonight.
Yeah, I like Mutant Storm as well.
Yeah, it's a good multiplayer thing. I wish the Geometry Wars had two-player, kind of like the Mutant Storm does.
Yeah, right.
Maybe down the road they'll do that.
Yeah.
And the one final comment I have to make, the guy earlier today was saying, like, there's no good symbol of the 360.
Yep.
And he's totally missing out here. It's the Ring of Light.
Yeah.
You know, it's much better than the PS2 logo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a little plastic thing you can turn. The Ring of Light is much better than that.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, it depends. I think he was talking about how it exists next to all the other logos, and I kind of agree with you. But I'm gonna go back. I got to go back and see kind of the format. But yeah, the Ring of Light has kind of become this cool thing that people are identifying with right now, which is great.
The Japanese ads have it right there in front and center. You know, it's nice.
It's all over the Japanese. When I was over in Japan for the Tokyo Game Show, it was just all over the place over there.
Excellent. And my final thing, I just want to say thank you very much for the continued downloads. Like, almost every day, it's a little Christmas present, and there are new, you know, Mission Impossible 3, new game downloads.
That has become such a huge part of my job. Like, I have an RSS feed up on my blog that people can subscribe to, and I actually go down to the people that are moving the content out to the servers, and I say, what do you got today? And they say, here, and here. So now I'm wondering, I've been sometimes posting three times a day. I'm wondering if I just have to do one time a day and say, here's the 6 or 7 or 12 pieces that went live today. It's really amazing, the content that not only that we have up there, but I've seen some really cool stuff that's on its way.
Excellent. Well, keep it up, because, I mean, I read the blog. I know my friends do, too. They see that.
Great.
And then it's like, oh, God, get to the 360 quick and download the new thing. You know.
Yeah.
People are hearing what you're saying.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I'm glad you're having a great time with it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
We got still got tons of calls, and I got King Kong in here.
You do have King Kong.
Have you played King Kong yet?
I have. I've gotten through. I'm about four levels into King Kong.
Four levels?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so not like four times. You haven't beat the game
No, I haven't
times.
Played the game four times. Okay. Four levels. And have you played it at all?
No, this is like the first time I popped it in.
I was just going to say, let's go ahead and take a look at your gamer score and see if, let's go ahead and click A.
No, 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 I haven't gotten anything new.
Let's just see what you can do. View games.
So, okay, so King Kong.
So,
okay.
I've got nine achievements.
Completed game, Pyromaniac, King of the Jungle.
Yeah, I've only got Pyromaniac on King Kong right now.
See, now that sucks, because you're up to four levels and you only got one achievement.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of sucks. That's just disappointing.
I think I get more as you get going. I mean, the game is kind of cool. From what I understand, I haven't gotten to it yet, but apparently at one point when you start playing as King Kong, the game becomes way better.
Really?
Yeah.
So it sucks until then?
No, it's just a totally different game.
Well, ooh. I mean, the graphics are nice.
When was oh, this is beautiful, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, you really have to play an Xbox 360 on an HD screen. You have to. It's like law.
Well, it's kind of like when you watch high definition, when you watch TV. You know, if you're watching Letterman on regular def or high def. I mean, they're both good, but you're right. Once you realize high def.
It's impossible to go back.
Yeah.
It's truly impossible. Have you even seen the movie?
No, I haven't seen the movie.
I haven't seen the movie either.
This King Kong just opened last night.
Did it?
Yeah.
I thought it's been out longer than that.
No, that's called hype.
Okay. Apparently, it's a lot of hype surrounding it then, because I had no idea.
Is this a catered event? I'm seeing people walking with
food. Yeah. You want to get
I'm
some
on
food?
The air. I don't have time.
It doesn't matter. Jake.
No, I'll do that. Okay, let's take another call.
No, all right. Okay,
he's been waiting. He's been waiting like he's been waiting.
Do you want
like,
somebody to eat?
He's been waiting like a long time.
Well, I've got John.
Okay, John, go ahead.
John?
Yes.
Hey, John, how you doing?
You're on the air.
Good. I have a question about the Media Connect feature.
Yep, of Xbox 360, sure.
Yeah. Are you going to be enabling, down the line, are you going to be enabling video sharing via Media Connect?
So what you're asking is right now, if you have a Windows XP Home Edition or Pro, you can share photos and video.
Yeah, I'm doing that right now. I love it.
Yeah, and the only way you can do video is if you have a Windows Media Center. We're looking at that. That was something that we wanted to have for launch, but we weren't able to do, so we're seeing if we can bring that back. We're not sure how or when, but we know we want it. That's definitely something we want to bring back.
So is it a for sure thing, or is it kind of an iffy thing?
It's kind of an iffy thing right now. Nothing's for sure. Trust me.
All right.
You know, we're going to look at it. We have a bunch of other things we want to do, and we're going to see what you know. One of the things we want to look at is making Marketplace a little easier to navigate. So there's a lot of other a lot of other work we want to do. So I don't have a definite answer for you, but we know that that's what people are looking to do.
Mm-hmm. And one other quick question.
Yeah.
Do you know, is there going to be like a web browser in line for it? Like, I'm not expecting it anytime soon.
No, we're not going to do a web browser on the Xbox 360. It just doesn't.
That'd be hellish.
You know, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, I guarantee you're probably sitting within 10 feet of a computer right now, right? You can open up IE or Firefox and have a great experience. It's not something that really lends itself to the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
Appreciate it. All right, David. All right, we're going to take David here, even though David's got a little crazy icon sitting next to his name. David?
Hello. Yeah, probably because I've been on before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, David.
Hi, Larry. We got last time, you probably haven't had a chance to yet. You were going to try and get the brick order process up on your blog.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
The brick order?
The power brick order process.
Oh, yeah. So what people want to do is they want to order additional power supplies for their Xbox 360 so they can like just take their Xbox home or to the office or to their vacation home or to their place in the south of France. I'm still waiting to hear from my support team what the best way to do that is. So as soon as I have that information, I'm going to share that with you. But it's kind of tough because it's the holidays and a lot of people kind of took off on me. So
okay.
So I know it's one on my list of things to do.
Yep. Thanks. When you get a chance, please get it up there when you get the info. One of the things I was going to ask you about, since you know your content in charge of the content for the live site, is the My Xbox pages. We bookmark. A lot of people bookmark other people or your friends.
Yep.
So, like when you're at work, you can check to see how your friends are doing.
Yep.
But your page titles are, you know, My Xbox, My Gamer Card.
Right. So you don't know who you're going for.
Yeah, and if you open them up, like when we did a leaderboard here, when everybody's over playing games, we'll write everybody's leaderboard here on a whiteboard.
Yep.
And so we in Firefox we hit open everybody in tab, and you get 30 tabs of everything.
Yep.
No clue which one it is.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I gave that feedback to our web team, and they're going to look at that, see if we can do something in the next few months to make that a little friendlier. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep, thank you.
I feel your pain.
All right. Thanks, David.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Appreciate
Thanks, David.
It. So do you want to grab something to eat?
Do you mind?
No. We made the
I have my wallet
it's
here.
Brats, so, no, you know. We made brats. We got snacks. We got beer. We got everything.
All
go ahead.
All I want is a Diet Coke and a brat. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if we have any Diet
what? Coke. What? Yeah. All of my listeners know. That's all I care about is my Diet Coke. When I went around the world, I was kvetching about Diet Coke. Well, I'll go find something.
Yeah, you can go around the world, but there's just no diet anything here. All we right. have vitamin water, but that's about fine. The closest
right.
thing
I'm gonna
we have.
I'm going to take my headset off, yeah, and then I'm gonna go. I'll be right back.
Yeah, sure
right,
you
so
will.
So tell people
right.
to call in.
Yeah, of course. We've got plenty of lines that are open right now. We've got, well, three lines that are open at least, and going to be playing a few more games here with the Major. I'm telling you, having an Xbox 360, and we've been, you know, part of the hype, I guess, and having Major on, or Major Nelson on, you know, long before the Xbox 360 was launched, as well as having on a couple times after it's been launched, including tonight. I guess we've been part of that hype machine, but I tell you, it's been worth every minute of it. I tell you, this is just the textures in this game. Of course, it's like playing a PC game, it seems. The resolution is just as strong. Or in terms of an experience on a console, clearest, cleanest, best, fastest I've ever seen. And I think more than anything else, the nicest thing about the Xbox 360 is that you don't have to buy a CD, ever. You don't have to buy a $60 game. You can be just as content in playing the games on the Xbox Marketplace, Xbox Live Marketplace, I guess, which is, you know, where Major typically works on or works through, and he's done a fantastic job with it. I've subscribed to a couple of his feeds to be notified when new content is available for download, and that's certainly enhanced my experience, because otherwise there's no easy way of being notified what's going on with the Xbox Marketplace. I honestly had no idea that King Kong was just released. That shows you how much I believe in the hype machine. I thought it was out a month ago or so. But, you know, I've already increased my gamer score to about 545. You know what? Oh, Dylan wants to be my friend, apparently. I don't know who Dylan is, though. Dylan must be a listener, so I guess I'll add him as a friend. And it's relatively easy to do. I get a little message that says, hey, who's your friend? Let's see. Dylan. Oh, great. Dylan's going to be one of those guys. Oh, it's Dylan Green. Great. That's awesome. All right. I'll be Dylan's friend. That's not a problem. Although it says, he's online right now, so I wonder if Dylan's listening. Dylan, if you're listening, feel free to call in. But he must be must be doing very, very well, because he's got 800 points. That's another neat thing that you can do with the Xbox 360 is being able to compare the games that you play against the games that your friends have played and see which one's doing better and in which games and in which games they're not. It looks like Dylan's already played through. He got most of his points through Cameo, so it looks like he's already played through that, and that looks like where he's gotten most of his gamer points, seemingly. Of course, now I've got Need for Speed Most Wanted and Madden NFL. You know what I should do? Major's not here. Hang on. Let's see here. What is he? He's got Cameo. He's got Madden NFL. Which one should I take? Borrow. NBA Live, Perfect Dark Zero. I've got that. Halo 2, Call of Duty 2, NBA, NHL. A lot of sports games. Quake 4. Everyone keeps talking about Quake 4. I'm going to pop that one in. Then they got the Tony Hawk one. All right, I'm going to pop in Quake 4 just to see how well it plays. I'm going to give it a good test and see if it stands up to what everybody says about it, because apparently they don't like it that much, which I don't understand. But then again, I'm the kind of guy who's not, you know, totally, you know, retentive when it comes to the games. I like a game to play nice and smooth, which is the reason why I hopped into Ridge Racer almost right away, because that was one of the first racing games that I think Ponzi ever played that she could pick up the controller and not die instantly. And every other game is just way too realistic. And when I play a racing game on the computer, I want it to be arcadey. I like that arcadey kind of feel, that non-real, real kind of feel, if that makes any sense. Alright, so we're going to give Quake 4 a shot. Of course, I'm sure to get an achievement in Quake 4, you really have to be good. And unfortunately, I'm not one of those people who plays FPS games a lot. And, you know, when people come over for a party, they say, hey, Chris, let's play Halo. I'm like, all right, I'll watch. No, you got to play with us. They want me to play with them. You know what they call me? My nickname with my friends when we play Halo? Fodder. And that's not funny. It's actually very, very sad. Looks like I'm going to play private. Try not to shoot yourself in the foot. All right. Select a device. Let's see here. And Major is still getting food in the other room. And that's fine, because it's well-deserved dinner. Ponzi, as she does every single week, makes a fantastic amount of food for our guests and for us, and it's a good thing. And so hopefully, I don't know if she can squeeze a Diet Coke out of something in there. I had no idea. I honestly had no idea that Major liked Diet. Major Nelson. See, if that was the case, I'd certainly be a private, which is the way what I just signed up for here in Quake 4 as a private. And that's good that you can... Whoa. Wow. Sorry, I'm looking at the graphic. You can't see the graphic, unfortunately, on the screen. If you're in the same room, you can see it. But, wow. That is... That's some amazing... amazing graphics. And here's the thing, you know, and seeing the graphics on this screen, and then in seeing them, like, as I go into, like Best Buy, I'll see that they've got the kiosk set up. You know, doesn't do it justice. I've seen PGR3 set up on a one of the little kiosks, the Xbox 360 kiosk, and yeah, you can play the game, you can see the game, but it just doesn't look half as nice as the games look here at home on a nice big screen. And I'm telling you, you got to have a big screen if you're going to be playing the Xbox 360. You're missing out on so much. Wow. You know, it's almost getting to the point, and I don't think we're not there yet. But I think it's almost getting to the point where sometimes you get immersed in these games so much that it's like you're watching a movie, and then you're a part of that movie. There are some times within Call of Duty 2 that I felt that way, and certainly it was one of the first. No, it was the first-person shooter I've ever completed, and it was exhilarating. It was fun, and it was compelling. I'm looking at some of the videos for Ghost Recon, which I believe is coming out March 2006, and that looks even more photorealistic than before, than I'd seen in any other games. And I've watched an HD trailer today, and was just as blown away with what I had seen there. The first time I saw the trailer. So even after playing Call of Duty 2, graphics are good, graphics are okay, but I think the graphics on Ghost Recon, the one for the Xbox 360, are just going to just wipe the walls with any other Ghost Recon that had been released. You know, and honestly, and I think a caller even mentioned this earlier, he was hoping that... he would be able to get back into the PC at some point in the future, and he's so compelled with Xbox 360, he doesn't want to see the PC, and maybe I'll be the same way.
Live streaming of The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media and Limelight Networks. Download Windows Media Player 10 to listen to The Chris Perillo Show live every Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific, GMT-8.